As you can hear, we have three main riffs going on. The first one is what we call the chorus, and we'll hear it for our intro. And it repeats. We have a verse. And it repeats as well. And then we have the counterpoint section. And that's after the guitar solo, and it plays against the singer singing a verse. And it repeats as well. The reason we call it counterpoint is because the singer's singing one melody, and this is like its own separate melody that's playing against it, or counter to it. It's not really a harmony to what she's doing. It's not following her melody line at all. It's doing its own little thing, and so we call that a counterpoint. You'll notice, too, there are two very distinct guitars. One is more like a Les Paul with a humbucking pickups, and the other's more like your Stratocasters in that second or fourth position. Now, for the Stratocaster, I'm using it to play more of the chord and not really like a power chord. I'm playing full chords. And therefore, it's not going to have any distortion on it, but I will have chorus on it and some delay like this. And then, as expected for our Les Paul doing the power chords, we'll have the distortion. And we'll use that for our solo as well. So let's start breaking this song down section by section. So the first thing we have is the intro, which uses the chorus's riff. So we have this E power chord going on for the Les Paul. And that's going to be finger one on the fifth string, seventh. Finger three will be holding down the fourth and third strings, ninth. So just flatten the third finger out, make a bar out of it. Now, all I want to really hear is the fourth and third, so if the second string's kind of dead, that's fine, at least for this guitar. Because with distortion, what we have here is the one, the five, and the octave. And those do real well with distortion, but when you add this 10 in, which is basically the third, an octave higher, it really gives the distortion a hard time. It just doesn't sound that good. So for the Les Paul distorted guitar, with this chord, we hit fifth, fourth, and third. One, two, and three. Now that's the A power chord. For this, finger one is all of the way down on the second fret, holding the fourth, third, and the second string somewhat, but once again, not that much, because I really don't want to hear it. But I do want to hear the fifth string open. So I have the fifth string open, my fourth and third strings, second fret. And if you look at it, it's just like the E power chord we did. If I were to just slide it right off the neck and make that fifth string open, I still have pretty much the same shape, but I'm just letting my first finger do the duty that the third finger did when we played the E chord. But this is an A chord. So far we have the E, then two A's, and then I need two C sharps. So finger one, you're now in the fifth string, fourth. Finger three, you're holding down the fourth and third strings, seventh. Once again, second string should be dead. And especially with this chord, because this is a C sharp minor. And if I were to hit that second string, I would definitely get the wrong note. Because if I were playing the full chord, which I will do with the Stratocasters, I need this chord where the second string is the fifth fret. So with our power chord, make sure I'm only hearing the fifth, fourth, and third strings. And once again, that's your fifth string, fourth. And then your fourth and third strings are the seventh. That's your C sharp minor. We'll go ahead and call it minor. So we have this so far. One E, two A's, then I want two C sharp minors. Then take this shape down two frets. That means to the second and fourth frets. This is my B chord. Same deal. We hit the fifth, fourth, and third strings twice. So here's what we have so far. E, A, A, C sharp minor twice, and then two Bs. Then I go back up to the E, two A's, and this time when I get to the C sharp minor, I'm going to do this. So that's two C sharps, then go down two frets to two Bs, then I need two A's. That's where the fifth string was open, and we held down the fourth and third strings with finger one, second fret, two of those, then back to the B for two of those. So once again, this little phrase, two C sharps, two Bs, two A's, two Bs. So far we have this. Then we do all of that again. Right here, I'm going to hit the fifth string again before I slide back up to the E. So that's how we're going to treat this chorus section, which is also the intro, with the distorted guitar. Now let me show you what I'm going to do with the clean guitar.